Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Window Nation fan guest hotline, it's AJ Gersh from Fox 45 here to talk some Ravens with us. What's going on, AJ?
Cordell and Vinny, how we doing? Happy Monday, fellas.
Yep. Same to you. And the Ravens, no game this week. They still end up falling to last place in the division with the Browns getting the win. But what are you expecting to see from this team coming out of the bye? Any changes you're hoping to see them make over the last week or so?
It's funny, you know, you really don't think that you could lose during a bye week, but somehow here we are.
Right.
And the Ravens did fall to last place in the division. Browns getting that big win. Mind you, it was against the Dolphins, so that speaks for itself. But I think that what we're going to see out of the Ravens is something that is very characteristic of the John Harbaugh-led Ravens in his tenure, is that a team coming out of a bye who is hungry for a win. Of course, you got to have a win, 1-5. It's kind of as much of a must-win scenario in week 8 as there ever has been in this franchise. But it's a little bit different this year, considering Lamar Jackson is coming back, or ideally, hopefully coming back. I know John Harbaugh said he was really leaning on that in terms of his mental psyche for the back half of the season, the last 11 games. But one thing that I wanted to touch on a little bit was, of course, the defense that's been so shaky through the first few games of the year looked a lot better in their last game. 17 points allowed, still lost to the Rams. But getting Elohi Gilman out there at safety was kind of a little bit of a game changer, much like when they had Ardarius Washington go out there last season after the defense was struggling. And so you can move Kyle Hamilton around and allow him to roam freely kind of around the line of scrimmage and change things up a little bit, because frankly, what we were seeing wasn't working defensively. And so any change is a warranted change. And then Harbaugh also said they were looking at some offensive line changes. They got some veteran guys in there. They got Emory Jones Jr. coming back from that shoulder injury that he that was non-football injury. He missed the first few games of the season. So there could be a couple of shakeups, but those are the ones that I'm looking at to really actually make a difference.
See, I think if there's an O-line shakeup, I think Bullock is in there. I'd like to see Bullock rotate in the guards, play both guards, and just rotate those three around, because I think Voorhees is probably the weakest of the three. You know, so that's what I see. But AJ, the thing that I was going to ask you, I still think, you know, I mean, I said it last Monday, I think they've got to make a trade before Wednesday. I think they've got to get, whether it be a pass rusher or an inside defensive lineman that can rush the passer. I think they desperately need that.
Yeah, I agree, Vinny. It's, the D-line has really been the issue, and Chuck Smith said during the bye week, the one thing that he's been working on the most is trying to find better ways to manufacture pressure, and that's just something that they haven't been able to do, and with Tavius Robinson out with a broken foot, we saw a similar sort of fracture to Isaiah Likely at the beginning of training camp, and it took him about six, seven weeks to get better. And so Tavius Robinson was your best pass rusher throughout the first six games.
Not saying a lot.
Well, it's not. It's really not. It's really not. But now you don't have him for the next few weeks, at least probably a month. And so, you got to look at going out in the trade market and bringing in someone who can get some adequate pressure on a quarterback and bring down the quarterback. But then, of course, you got Nnamdi, who's out for the season, and at DT, you're going with Travis Jones, who's been banged up all year as well. Broderick Washington has been solid, but we've seen that duo a couple of weeks here, and they're still not able to manufacture the pressure that can Nnamdi Matabike was really, of course, excellent at doing the last few years. He had 12 sacks a couple years ago. But, yeah, DT, edge rusher, you got to bring someone else in if you're going to have a group that's competitive with the likes of any of the playoff teams, especially the guys who you're going to compete against in the AFC North. They got Hendrickson with the Bengals. You got Watt with the Steelers. And then, of course, Garrett on the Browns is the best pass rusher in the league. So Ravens are really the only team in the division without a guy like that.
We're talking to A.J. Gersh, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. A.J., everybody's been wondering, you know, will this team be able to turn it around? I called it a legacy type of year for Lamar and John Harbaugh. I mean, it's only been four teams to start 1-5 and make the postseason. Do you feel like the Ravens will be the fifth team?
You know, I've thought about it a lot. Obviously, we've had about a couple of weeks to think about that exact question. And that's a good way of putting it, Cordell, is I think more so for John Harbaugh than Lamar Jackson. This is kind of a legacy sort of year because this is a make or break situation for Harbaugh. I know the injuries you can say have a massive effect on how you start out the season, but if he is able to put together a team from here on out that turns things around, listen, you got six games coming out of the bye week that in theory are very winnable games, especially with Lamar Jackson at quarterback instead of Cooper Rush. So it's going to kind of all come down to, I think, if Lamar is ready to go against the Bears. Now, the Bears, of course, are a little bit better of a team than many of us probably anticipated when we first saw the schedule release a few months back. But four games in a row that they've won, they're looking like they could potentially be a playoff team. But in reality, I do still think this Ravens team is a better team than the Bears team. So if you win this game week 8, then you can stack some wins. Obviously, it's a daunting task to have to win like 9 out of 11 games or 8 out of 11 games. But if you do that, you give yourself a shot with every single divisional game yet to play. The only one that they have already played, they won. It's their only win against Cleveland in week 2. So you really, the door is wide open for you to still be successful in the AFC North. You just got to win those divisional games and then take advantage of the scraps at the bottom of your schedule, the Miamis, the New York Jets of the world. You got to win those games as well. It's going to be a tough task. I think, yeah, legacy year is a good way to put it, especially for Harbaugh.
AJ, I tell you what, I think the biggest problem with the offense and why the offense, you know, for 2 years has been number one, the O-line sucks. You know, as a Rosengarten's been awful. You know, Falele's been inconsistent, especially against athletic people. Lindenbaum's been okay. You know, Voorhees has been below average, you know, and then Nopum sucks. You know, and then Ronnie, when he's healthy, he's good. If he's got the ankle issue, then he's not good. And then Payton has been, he sucked too. You know, so, I mean, that's, Lamar Jackson has 15 sacks in 3 games. That's total BS. You know, I mean, that's how bad this offensive line, and you can't run it. You know, that's how bad the offensive line. And I think the offensive line has been the biggest hindrance of anything on the football team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
That's far.
Well, of course, the defense to start the season was awful, and that really kind of set things back. But you're right, Vinny. The offensive line has been really inadequate, and I think it comes down to really two things. Obviously, yeah, you could talk all you want about how bad the guard play has been on either side. Voorhees and Falele have both struggled mightily. But really, the two things that it comes down to for me with the offensive line struggle so far, number one, Ronnie Stanley and his health is so crucial to the success of this offensive line. The difference between Ronnie Stanley and Joe Noteboom at left tackle is literally night and day. Literally night and day. And then, of course, you got Patrick Ricard, who's been sidelined with the calf injury all year. And what you're seeing as a result of that is a struggling right side. You look at Roger Rosengarten in his rookie season, and then you look at where Patrick Ricard was lining up almost every snap, especially when Lamar was under center and they had an I formation, is he was kind of leaning back off to the right side, helping out Rosengarten, helping out Falele, and they just haven't had that. Zaire Mitchell-Payton has been a adequate fullback replacement, but he's not Patrick Ricard. He's not 300 pounds. And you get Patrick Ricard back there, and that really, I think, changes things for this offensive line as a whole, because he's kind of a Swiss Army knife in protection, both for the run and protecting Lamar Jackson. I think that if you get him back from injury, and all signs indicate he will be back in week 8, he was already practicing the week leading up to the bye week, all signs point to him coming back, and he's totally healthy. And if you get him back for the last 11 games of the season, that is such a huge, huge, huge difference maker for this offense on all fronts.
AJ, great stuff, man. Really appreciate your time this morning. How can people follow you and keep up with your work?
Listen, you can catch me on Sports Unlimited, Fox 45, late nights, Wednesday through Sunday, Sunday night shows, 10:30. And then, of course, at AJ Gerst TV on all platforms. I'll see you guys there. Appreciate you guys having me on as well. Hopefully the Ravens can come back with some good news on Sunday against the Bears.
That'd be great. Appreciate it, AJ.
We need the good news today and
nice.
Wednesday at practice is what we need.
To follow up today's good news for sure. Coming up next on the program, we'll get to the whip around, see what's going on in the world of sports. We'll check in on the ALCS as well. That's next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.